realizing the argument was already lost. The director held back a sigh as he asked,
"Do you want me to send over his file?"
"I doubt there's anything in there you can't tell me now."
"What do you want to know?"
"His name is Shan. Any relation to the Jedi Grandmaster?"
"Shan is a very common name. Probably 10 million of them on Coruscant alone."
"You didn't answer my question,"
Jace said, fixing Marcus with a piercing stare.
"Theron's her son," Marcus admitted.
Jace blinked in surprise.
"Satil Shan had a son?"
"Only a handful of people know," Marcus explained. "Obviously, this is something we want to keep under wraps. The Jedi aren't supposed to have children."
"Who's the father? Another Jedi?"
"I don't know. I don't think even Theron knows."
The Supreme Commander was quiet for a few moments.
"I'm guessing Theron isn't attuned to the Force,"
he said at last.
"Otherwise, he'd be in the Order instead of SIS.
"True.
But this could still be good for the mission,"
Jay said, speaking quickly.
"Working with Jedi isn't easy. His relationship with Satil might make it easier to coordinate our efforts with the Order."
"Theron doesn't really have a relationship with Satil,"
the director cautioned.
"She gave him up at birth. I don't even know if they've ever met."
"I see,"
Jay said, furrowing his brow.
"Seems odd he wouldn't want to get to know her, given that they both serve the Republic."
"Theron's relationship with the Jedi is complicated,"
the director explained.
"He was raised in secret by Master Nagani Zho, Satil's mentor. Taught him everything the young Padawans learn at the Academy. Mental discipline, Jedi philosophy. I guess Zho just assumed he would follow in Satil's footsteps when he got older. But the Jedi refused to take him. Turns out he wasn't sensitive to the Force."
"He took after his father,"
Jace muttered.
"Probably,"
Marcus agreed.
"Kind of made Theron rethink all those lessons he learned as a kid."
"Do you think he harbors any resentment toward the Jedi because they rejected him?"
"He respects what the Jedi do for the Republic,"
Marcus replied.
"But he's seen firsthand that they're not perfect. Made him a bit cynical when it comes to some of their more strongly held beliefs."
There was a long silence as the Supreme Commander weighed this new information.
"I want him for this mission,"
Jay suddenly declared, thumping his hand on the top of his desk for emphasis.
"I served with Satil Shan during the war. If Theron has any of his mother in him, he's the perfect man for this job."
"Theron's good,"
the director said, making a final half-hearted effort to change the Supreme Commander's mind.
"But I really think we'd be better off going with one of the agents from my original list."
Jace shook his head.
"Theron's the one."
"Yes, sir,"
the director replied, though his response lacked any real enthusiasm.
"I'll send his file so you can look it over, and I'll let Theron know."
"Don't be so glum, Marcus,"
Jace said with a grin.
"I've got a gut feeling about this kid, and I've learned to trust my gut.